The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, you know, I should probably be speaking in Spanish today. It's Cinco de Mayo, right? Which is the 5th of May. May the 4th be with you. May the 5th be with you, which is, you know what? If you think about it, given the fact that at least in this country, Cinco de Mayo is Margarita Days, so May the 5th be with you is a perfectly legitimate thing to say, right? That was just a little joke I just made. Okay, there we go. It's celebrated in the United States and Mexico, where the holiday is called El Día de la Batalla de Pueblo, the Day of the Battle of Pueblo. Basically, it's also can be kind of seen as Mexican Pride Day, which is certainly a reasonable thing to do. The Mexican Army's unlikely victory over French forces at the Battle of Pueblo in 1862 on May 5th, under the leadership of General Ignacio Zaragoza Seguin. It's sometimes mistaken in the U.S. to be Mexican Independence Day, which it is not. Which is actually September 16th.
That's what I used to think it was when I was younger.
No, it's not. There you go. Now we've certainly disabused you of that notion. All right. So now, but in this country, it's kind of a day to. I mean, most Cinco de Mayo's around here, interestingly enough, seem to be sunny days, because I can think of many Cinco de Mayo's where I've been wandering around and watching people, and occasionally sort of joining them in Margaritaville. On the sidewalk. So it's that's kind of what goes on around here a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Are you a margarita guy?
I enjoy a good one.
Yeah.
It's not something that I, you know, rush to the bar for or anything like
no.
that.
No. What's your libation of choice? You're a beer guy?
I do enjoy Grey Goose, something mixed with Grey Goose.
Well, that's because you can't actually taste it very much.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing about vodka is it essentially, I don't know. What am I talking about? I am such a non-drinker that anything that has to do with bubbles, you know, I'm not sure I can tell the difference between club soda and sort of, you know, I'm one of those real barbarians who does something like puts ice in their champagne. There's no such thing as too cold. And apparently you can get, Subway is doing Cinco de Mayo today, that you can get guac de mayo, the perfect day to enjoy Chipotle's chicken melt with guacamole. I personally am a fan of guacamole. So
yeah,
there you go.
Guac is pretty good.
Well, and it turns out that, as you probably are aware, that avocado is actually a fruit. It's a nut, I think, isn't it? And it's actually fairly good for you.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. I actually had some. I told you when I was doing. Did you do your shopping yesterday for our challenge?
I didn't do it yesterday. I didn't really have a whole lot of time.
All right. Well, that's all right.
I have a little more time this afternoon.
All right. Because that was kind of my indulgence. Is that although this time of year, maybe because of Cinco de Mayo, the avocados were less expensive than they usually are, but. It's a great. I mean, I just think it's one of the most delicious stuffs in the world, and it actually is fairly good for you. It's fairly fattening, but it's pretty good for you. So, what are you going to do? So, and it was my treat, that and the arugula, which I put in everything. You know, I've decided. You know, your phone has all sorts of recipes in it. Did you know that? Do you cook?
I'm not a huge cook.
You're not a huge cook. But it's, I mean, you just go to your phone and put in almost anything, and they'll give you a recipe for it.
Okay.
Which is nice, because I have, my cookbooks, you could actually taste the recipes on the pages, because I spill a little bit. So, oh, delicious. This one doesn't look so good. So the idea that I keep my cell phone actually fairly far away from my cooking, because I'm not very good at it. Keeping things neat. All right, Christopher Columbus, they said, landed in 1494, as opposed to, so it's 2 years after discovery of the United States, which he obviously thought was not the United States. He landed in Jamaica 2 years later today. Okay? better time of year. In 1809, Mary Keyes became the first woman awarded a patent for a technique of weaving straw with silk and thread.
Cool.
I don't know why you'd want to do that. Maybe a basket.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can think of. Because silk and thread, you can certainly understand, but weaving straw into it, I guess for a basket.
Yeah.
I actually saw a really alarming documentary about clothing manufacturing. Did you know as late as the 1960s that basically 97% or 95% of all the clothes that we wore in the United States were made in the United States, and now it's less than 3%?
Really?
Yeah, think about it. Yeah. So I think I'm going to do It's Broken, Let's Fix It sort of segment on it, because it's a whole different way of looking at clothing, because the price of clothing has actually gone down, and the reason the price of clothing has gone down is the price of producing the clothing has gone down, which means essentially slave labor. Remember Kathy Lee got caught on that with her clothes?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, apparently all of us, because you can buy, you know, and all of us, there's this new kind of thing with clothing, which it's called, it used to be that there were like two fashion seasons, there was spring, summer, and fall, winter, and so they would have the new clothes, and the stores would get clothes in those particular time. They now have it, not only month by month, they have it day by day, and if you go into one of like Forever 21 or H&M, they basically have something new coming in every single day, a new fashion. Or a new T-shirt. And so people are now viewing clothes as disposable. And it's also, apparently, half of all the stuff in landfill are clothing, which is not biodegradable. I mean, it's this huge way that we're looking at clothing completely differently than we ever have before. And it turns out to be a disaster. Because everybody's saying, wow, look, you know, I just bought this T-shirt, this cute T-shirt for $5. Well, what I think that the name of the documentary is The Hidden Cost. And, I mean, it's something we really need to be aware of. It was shocking to me. Yeah. So that's something. Now we'll look at that. Guess where the first train robbery was? Don't peek. And what year? The first train robbery in the United States.
I remember being in Ohio.
Well done.
But not the specific location.
Yeah, North Bend, Ohio. Cincinnati is, you know, it's a suburb of Cincinnati.
Okay.
And it was in 1865. Right after the Civil War.
Wow.
Remember the great train robbery with the with James Bond? What's his name? Sean Connery. The great train robbery. That's a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was earlier than that. I think train robberies occurred first in Great Britain and then here. We learn. The first Memorial Day was celebrated in 1866 on this day, which means that they kind of moved it up a little bit in Waterloo, New York.
Hmm.
And here's the answer is practice, practice, practice. So what do you think the question is? You don't know that joke? It's how do you get to Carnegie Hall?
Okay.
Practice, practice, practice. In 1891, Carnegie Hall, which was actually known as the Music Hall, opened, and Tchaikovsky was the first guest conductor. And this is specifically the next two. One's for you and one's for me. Mm-hmm. All right, the one for me is that Secretariat won the Kentucky Derby in 1973 in 1:59.4, which is an unbeaten record. Never been bettered, Secretariat.
Okay.
Okay, remember the book about, the book and the movie about Secretariat?
Yes. Yeah,
great book, great movie.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is for you. On this day in 1934, the first Three Stooges short, Women Haters, was released. Now, not the Woman Haters is not for you. The Three Stooges is for you.
Yeah. Well, here you go. I mean,
what can I tell you? I mean, that's sexual dimorphism. That's as much as mustaches, is that men like the Three Stooges and women just don't get it. We don't think it's funny at all. You like the Three Stooges, don't you?
No, to be honest, I've never really been a huge fan of the Three Stooges.
Well,
I don't dislike them or anything. Found them overwhelmingly funny.
You just took a major step toward metrosexuality. Good for you. I don't know if that's a good news or a bad news. Give me a call, folks, 855-99-3756. And I want to hear from a woman who likes the Three Stooges and a man who doesn't. I'm not saying like Manny is kind of. I'm saying doesn't like the Three Stooges. I want to hear from it. Sexual dimorphism be damned. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you.
Guess what? The trail goes even deeper.
When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy
than you've ever been before.
Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802.
toolsforfreedom.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so I have not heard from any women who love the Three Stooges and any men who don't, so I guess we're just going to have to assume that the sexual dimorphism is alive and well. All right, 855-99-37569. Let's... I'm just trying to figure out where we're going to start today about what I want to talk with you guys about. Cinco de Mayo. I mean, you know, and The truth is, just don't seem very dangerous, but maybe we should talk about the most dangerous thing you've ever done. Maybe that's a good place to start, just because this is the... It's not Mexican independence, but it was a battle that that was not expected to be won and was won. And there's something certainly more dangerous than war, so maybe we'll talk about that. Manny, what's the most dangerous thing you've ever done? Other than work with me, that doesn't actually count.
I don't know if I've ever really, like...
Nothing dangerous?
I don't think I've ever really done, like, voluntarily done anything dangerous. I mean, I've been in car accidents, I guess, but, you know...
Yeah, but that wasn't intentional.
That wasn't, right, yeah. I don't know if I've ever really done, like, a, you know... I've never been skydiving, I've never done bungee jumping or anything like that, so I've kept a pretty... Yeah.
I've actually done those things. I've stopped doing them because it occurred to me, you know, I was doing things. I am really not much of an adrenaline junkie.
Me neither.
I know that doesn't sound like it, but I'm not. But all you have to do is sort of, you know, the older I get, the more I figure I'm willing to do something that seems like fun. Even if it has a certain, the fun for me is much more important than the danger part, because yeah. I don't think being scared silly is all that much fun. But I've done things that in retrospect were not very wise, which were more dangerous than I'd really anticipated. But the older I get, the more I figure if I'm going to do something and it has any element of danger attached to it, I want to at least have the sense that I can either talk my way, think my way, or charm my way out of it. And something like jumping out of a plane, they're not. I've also stopped parasailing, because as much fun as it is, if something goes wrong, you have no control over it whatsoever. However, there is this thing I saw on the beach that I'm dying to try. Hopefully that's not a specific sentence.
You don't mean that literally, is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly, I hope. It looks like you have like a backpack on, but you're flying. It's kind of like... It's not really a kite, although it does have a parachute attached to it. I don't understand exactly how it works, and so that's what I have to figure out first. And it also looks like it could be a little heavy, but instead of being attached to like a tow rope from a boat, or people do windsurfing, but I'm not a very good surfer. So, you know, I just end up in the water the whole time. And parasailing I've done a lot, but it's not very safe. And I've watched a couple of people die doing it. And there's nothing like that to convince you, okay, maybe not. But this one looks, I mean, it's somehow self-propelled. It's obviously has something on it. I've also done hot air ballooning, which I don't view as particularly dangerous, although I've watched a couple of people die in that, too. The two stupidest things I've done, In retrospect, where I got into a car with six guys that I didn't know hitchhiking, and that was just stupid. It turned out fine, but I was late getting back to work, and there were no cabs, and I didn't have a car, and it was just stupid. Turned out fine. It was just one of those things that I think in retrospect was not too smart. I mean, I guess I've done that kind of thing a couple of times, and it's always turned out okay, but the stomach acid, once you sort of think, oh my gosh, what am I doing, was really not worth it.
Yeah.
What was the other thing? I went up in a hot air balloon in a tornado once, and that was not smart.
Wait a minute, what?
Yeah, it wasn't what happened is I used to do a lot of hot air ballooning. I was on the pro-am circuit for a while, and it was, which sounds much more important than it was. But I really liked it. It was really fun. And, you know, basically you have to inflate the balloons, and you have to watch for the right weather. And we were all ready to go, and they said, there are tornado warnings. You shouldn't go up. And I let go of the rope because I really wanted to do it, and it was stupid. And it was really fun. You go really high, and you essentially crash landed. So I was in my ankles. I was lucky I didn't break a leg. Wow. It was stupid, but it was really fun. I mean, would I do it if I had to do it all over again? I would hope that I wouldn't do it. My concern is that I might actually, but hopefully I wouldn't. I mean, I drive too fast and things like that. But I don't drive fast because it's dangerous. I drive fast because it's fun. But it's also why I don't own a car. Because as I get older, what I understand is my own impulses a bit and sort of try and guard against them. Because I just assume not die, but I just assume not be crippled. I mean, and you get to the point where you're thinking, is this really worth is the risk benefit ratio reasonable enough to do it? And at some point you think probably not. So I stopped doing some of it. I know, and it's I've brought you to silence. Huh?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. You didn't. Yeah. Well, part of it is just a sense of curiosity. Part of it's fun. Part of it's kind of the why not philosophy. But it does occur to me that that sometimes I just don't. That, well, I've said before, I mean, we know that this is part of my personality. I tend to say yes rather than no, thinking that something won't actually happen. And then when it comes up, I'm committed to it. Because once I say I'll do something, I'll do it. But it does occur to me that maybe I could think things through a little more carefully. Or at least, if not think them through, at least say, let me get back to you on that. Which gives me a chance to think them through. And then I can get out my paper and pencil. Speaking of which, have you started making your list yet? You haven't yet, have you?
No, I haven't.
But well, that's right. We'll keep bugging you. Look, it could be worse. With Shane, Shane was not wearing a seatbelt. So there was this huge, and at least with Shane, there were listeners who were writing him emails and calling in and saying, why are you not wearing your seatbelt? It was, you know. So they, but we actually got him to start wearing a seatbelt.
Hmm.
So people.
I never knew that about Shane.
I think it was Shane. But
okay.
But, you know, this is a great program for nagging. If I don't do it, my listeners will do it for you. So we'll get you making lists. Just because you'll find out it's a whole different way of looking at your life. You know, and you don't have to do it all the time, but you'll find out. Mm-hmm. All right. So we were going to talk about danger with little Crash here, Dr. Crash. Have I ever been in a car accident? I've never been in a car accident. I've gotten stopped twice for speeding. I've never gotten a ticket. I obviously don't drink and drive because I don't drink, which makes it much simpler.
I've been in quite a few car accidents. Well, I shouldn't say quite a few because quite a few sounds like 10 to 15. But
no, it sounds like more than four or three.
I think it actually is. I think it actually is four.
Well, how did you do that? And that's pretty dangerous.
Oh, boy. Well, we're coming up on break here. We could fill a whole segment.
Oh, yeah. You're just trying to get out of it.
We could fill a whole segment with me talking about.
All right, so we'll talk about
yeah.
Crash Manny, Motor Manny.
But here's the thing, though, none of them have been my fault. That's, you know.
You sound like my mother. It's not my fault, honey.
I'm a good driver.
Right. Yeah, Manny, we got that. All right, babes. 855 and the Three Stooges. 855 Metro Sexual Motor Manny. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-9 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Carol, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Brown. You're fabulous, and I wish I had your insight and knowledge, but since I don't, I'm calling you.
Well, thank you, and I'll certainly do my best.
Okay. I have a 25-year-old daughter that's wonderful and successful, has a fabulous job, and she's beautiful and talented. I mean, really, she's all that.
Cool.
And she dated a fella for about a year and a half, and I could see that he was very controlling from the beginning. She didn't really want to. I said a few things, didn't want to hear it, so I backed off. After about a year, she started to notice some things that were wrong. Got to the point that she said, this guy's a jerk, and I can't believe that what he does to me, and broke up with him. And it's been 6 months, and she's still miserable. And I mean, she comes to me, and I said, if he makes you happy, you should think about, you should go back if that's what you want to do. Even though, you know,
I thought you thought he was a controlling jerk.
Pardon me?
I thought you thought he was a controlling jerk.
Well, I do, but she has to make her own decisions,
well,
and
but,
I would
but,
not be happy, but I want to support her.
Well, but that's different than saying maybe you should go back to him. I mean, that seems to me that you're giving tacit approval. If you're asking me, how do I support my daughter in being happy and not really encourage her to go back to him, I think what you can say, and I think in general, it's not even that, is when our kids come to us and go whine about the boyfriend or the girlfriend. There's a tendency, because we love our kids, to say, how can they do that? How stupid can they be? Yucko, yucko. But as you point out, especially with adult kids, and even with relatively cuspy adult children, it's going to be their decision, not ours. So the thing to do is to say, well, what would you like to do about that? Or what do you think makes some sense? And don't be snookered when they say, well, I don't know, what do you think I should do? What you can say is, look, if there's there may be a way of dealing with that. For example, when he can't control you without your tacit approval. So when he says, where have you been? What you can do is say, honey, look, I'd much rather tell you where I was been than you demand it of it. I mean, there are lots of ways of somebody, you know, controlling just means that somebody else is being passive, that they want to take the easy way out, that they don't want any confrontation or any conflict, so that they'll just take the easy way out. But somebody can't control you without, they can try, but they can't do it unless you're willing to go along with it. So
well,
rather
some of his behavior, though, is like kind of undermining her and kind of making
well,
her feel
insecure. Carol, you're giving me a mixed message about him, and if you're giving me a mixed message, let me tell you how much more mixed the message is going to be toward her, because she cares about him. I think that, Carol, my best advice to you is to stay out of this. And when she comes to you complaining about it, instead of saying, go back to him if it makes you happy, or you should never have anything to do with him because he's a jerk, what you can say is, well, what are your options here? What do you think makes some sense? And help her look at her behavior. Because saying to your daughter, well, gee, if he makes you happy, maybe you should go back to him, is really encouraging him in a situation that, bottom line, you think doesn't make any sense. So you don't want to do that.
I mean, I've certainly made the message clear that I don't think she should go back. But
well, but then why did you say if you're unhappy you should go back? How often does your daughter live with you?
She doesn't.
Okay, good. So how often does she call you about this?
Well, she lives a half mile away, so I see her daily,
okay.
And we talk daily. And really, in a nutshell, I guess, as when I'm holding, I'm thinking, in a nutshell, she said, when I was with him, and before I knew he was a jerk, he made me feel better than anyone else ever has. And now I know he's a jerk, but I miss that great feeling.
Okay, well, good for her. Good for her for being able to understand that. So what she may want to do, then you can say to her, well, what made you feel so good about it?
He was completely, like controlling people.
No.
Completely in tune with her. Noticed everything. She was at the center of his life. Everything she did.
Okay. So maybe what you could say to her is, look, let's figure out, you know, it's the old joke about somebody, and it really does fit the profile of somebody who says, you're unlike anybody else. I'll never leave you. There's nobody else like you. If something's too good to be true, it is. So maybe what you can help her understand is maybe there's a way of finding somebody who's not quite so crazy about you and is willing to, because daughter of mine, you know, I'm your mom. I think you're fabulous. But a guy who on the third date says, let's get married, there's never been anybody like you, has got another agenda because
right.
you just can't know somebody that well. So what if you found a guy that made you maybe not so crazy because he wasn't so crazy, but it made you feel safe, made you feel good, that he paid attention to you, because you're assuming that there's no other guy like that. But if somebody's too good to be true, it is. And certainly that's one of the hallmarks of people who need control, is they make you feel that no one else could love you the way that they do, and therefore that you should do whatever they tell you to do. And that's really a trap. You can't be married to somebody like that. So the issue, I think, and again, the issue is your daughter feeling good about herself. So that when a guy says, you're too fabulous, you're the most unbelievable person, I'm going to get married to you, she says, look, I know I'm great, but you don't know me that well yet. Once you know me, you're going to feel that way. But if, I mean, because what she's really doing is substituting his ardor for her self-confidence. And that's not a viable trade-off, because what he'll do is, the reason he's saying that is not because it's true, but because what we call in psychology, and there really is a term for it, it's called the bad mother. And what it says is, I love you, but nobody else will.
the world's a treacherous place out there. And if we're being the bad boyfriend says, you know, I love you more than anybody. No one will ever love you as much as I love you. I'm trustworthy. I know those other guys were cheats. I know all men are creeps, that they'll all cheat on you.
Exactly.
But I'm not.
Yeah.
Well, but that's called the bad boyfriend. That's saying, I'm setting up a scenario where you're so dependent on me that I can do anything I want.
Right.
So explain, look, have her call me, and I can explain to her that if it's too good to be true, it is. That some guy who says, I'll never leave you, I'll never cheat on you, you're the most fabulous thing, on a third date, I mean, it's fine after 6 months or a year of here's what I love about you, here's what I like about you. But what he's saying is, you have to love me because no one else will love you. That's not love. That's control.
Right. Right.
So help her understand it or have her call me.
Okay. But thank you for your advice.
Yeah, but don't send her back to him.
Oh, no. You know, I guess maybe I'm nervous, but I said, if you think you really need to go back to him, I will support whatever you want to do. I don't think that's what you want. And she'll say, no, I don't.
Okay, I wouldn't even do that. I mean, I think you're playing with fire in that, and that you're giving her a mixed message. And I know that what you want her to say is, no, I don't want to do that. But be careful about that, because at 2 o'clock in the morning when she's lonesome, she's going to think, well, Mom told me to go back.
Well, she's 6 months and she's hanging in there, but I just want to give her some encouragement that at some point this, you know, her misery will end.
No, but I don't think that's what you encourage her. I think you help her look at the situation as it is.
Okay. All right.
It's called, it's the bad mother phenomenon. It's no one else will ever love you like I do.
Yeah.
That's not good parenting. Good parenting is, you're fabulous. The world, you know, the world is your oyster. Do whatever you want to do here, but not I'm the only one who'll ever love you. Because what I'm the only one who ever loves you says, you're crap. I'm fabulous.
Right.
That's what the bad mother is. It says you're worth nothing. No one will value.
I love one.
Yeah. Therefore, you better cling to me like crazy. Help her understand that.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for your advice. I love your show.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Brown.
Yeah, the point being that, you know, when somebody loves us, they make us feel good about ourselves, right? Not good about them. And one of the kind of ways of testing is to say, okay, you love me, that's great. What do you like about me? What do you like about me? Because like is intellectual, isn't it? Like is about you. Love is about I love you. That's about me. I like you. It's about you. If I can say, well, you're courageous, or you have a great sense of humor, or you bake a great cherry pie, or you're a good friend, that's about you. I love you. That's about me. All right? And there's nothing wrong with loving. It's just a little narcissistic. Liking is where we become our best selves. And liking is also very specific, where the other person can feel good about themselves rather than good about us. Yeah, and it's a checklist. I know, we're getting back to Manning his checklist. That if you think about what you like about somebody, it sometimes is the things you like about yourself as well. But, you know, the L word, you know, well, we've got three L words, right? We've got like, love, and lust. And lemonade, but that's many more. The other ones, at least, are consistent in having four letters. But, and again, you hear that. You could hear in the phone call a little bit that Mom is saying, well, if you want to go back to him, hoping she'll say, no, I'm not going to do that. But that's risky behavior. You know, we were talking about risky behavior before. You don't want to give somebody a mixed message. You don't want to give them tacit permission. And you certainly don't want to manipulate them. You don't want to sort of try to sort of take the other point of view, hoping they'll argue with you. Because, first of all, they may or may not at the time. But in retrospect, if they recall you as saying, well, if you want to go back to him, I'll support you. Is that really what you want to say? And the answer is, look, you're a smart person. I know you'll make the right decision. Breaking up is always hard to do. And the point about fantasy relationships is that they're much harder to do any reality testing to, so they're much harder to get over. So, you know, just write down. Again, you hear me, I'm a great fan of lists. Write down all the things you like, all the things you didn't like. And if all the things you like were said great things about me, then find those things about yourself so somebody else saying them doesn't feel like the only person who'll ever say them in the whole universe. Right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray,
has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
I'm just saying to Manny, I kind of sound like a lunatic, don't I? And I'm actually not. I just, I'm curious. And I am moderately fearless. The only thing that it really, that I anticipate being uncomfortable about is my claustrophobia. And I know that about me. So I have a decision to make, which I'll tell you guys about once I made the decision about about doing something kind of special that's in a tunnel. I don't know. You know, not sure I can do it. I think I'm going to attempt it, but I know small, tight spaces, not my favorite thing. Speaking of dangerous, I don't think I'm as dangerous. I just don't like them. It just makes me uncomfortable. I'm not frightened. I'm just uncomfortable. You know, I start hyperventilating. So, which, when I'm, you know, when I'm doing something incredibly dangerous, I don't hyperventilate. I just think, how do I get myself in this situation? How do I get myself out of it? Okay. So let's talk about what our hopefully intrepid listeners are doing that is dangerous or not.
Let's see. Heidi says, does skydiving count?
Yes. As far as I'm concerned, does.
Yeah, it counts as far as I'm concerned, too. That's
well, it's one of those things, yeah, to do, I mean, I've always wanted to do it. I did it once, and I did it the second time to prove that I wasn't as terrified as I was. It's just too scary for me. It's
yeah.
just, whatever fun you get from it, okay, done that. And for me, either hot air ballooning or parasailing have somehow seemed a little safer, because you're at least tethered to something,
yeah.
as opposed to jumping out of a plane. You know, it's a perfectly good plane. Why would you jump out of it?
Well, for me, too, with skydiving, it's, and I'm sure this is just kind of my own, I guess, psychological angle. I'm just terrified of getting a parachute that won't deploy.
Well, that's it.
That's it.
I mean,
that's the one thing that terrifies me is the moment
or
I jump
your parachute
out of that plane, the parachute's
yeah.
not going to deploy, and then what?
Well, and you know, people who do this a lot pack their own parachute, but I don't know how to pack my own parachute. That'd be just foolish.
Right.
Not to mention, even if it's packed right, doesn't necessarily mean everything's going to go okay. You can get caught. You can get caught in electric wires or trees or whatever. Or, you know, propellers. Right. It's just there. As I said, I don't mind being in situations that are fun that have some danger associated with them, especially if I can talk or think or. You know, something my way out of it. But a parachute that doesn't open, Splat City.
Yep. Sue says, walked across a suspended train track and felt the vibrations of an approaching train. There was no place to go but jump off. Ran real fast. I was
Wow.
10. She says she was 10 years old. Wow.
Yeah, that is nutty. There is, there are a number of people every year that are killed by trains. It's called kissing an iron horse. I actually know a couple of people who suicided doing that, which I think is what that specific term refers to. But there used to be a public service announcement that was on my program that said every year X number of people get killed on train tracks.
Well, here in the Twin Cities, we just built in a light rail system in the last probably. The first one, I think, was finished in 2006, I think, and they just finished another one going down the main line in between Minneapolis and St. Paul. And we've had a ton of people, like, die from, you know, turning people or turning onto the tracks because they're trying to beat a red light and, you know,
yeah.
hit
cars.
The train.
Or people walking along the train tracks.
Yeah.
And if they don't, and people have headphones on.
Yeah,
and which exactly. means they don't hear it, and she at least felt the vibration. Yeah. And going over a trestle, there's really no place to go.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, no, and we get people here. We don't have the light rail, but we have the subway system, and people fall into the tracks. People drop something on the track and decide to go down. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really. I think there are like 500 or 600 people every year. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, you know, I've never been to New York, but if I go down to the subway and I drop something down on the tracks, as far as I'm concerned, it's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Well, they'll come and get it for you, supposedly. Although I will tell you, my thing is that I actually was in one of those situations where they say if you see something, say something. And I actually did see something. And I went to try to find somebody to tell them, and they kept referring me to other people. And it kind of diminished my faith in the system. Because this was, I think it was somebody who was drunk, and I was afraid they were going to fall on the tracks. And I couldn't mobilize anybody. I talked to a police officer, I talked to an MTA officer, I talked to somebody in the booth, and nobody really responded. And I thought, you know, maybe it was because, I don't know why it was, that maybe they didn't view it as enough of a threat or something. But I was really disappointed, because we've been carrying that warning since not even September 11th, since the first bombing of the World Trade Center, which is what, 92 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And of if you see something, say something. And there wasn't, I mean, I couldn't rouse anybody about it. So, but yeah, you drop something on the tracks, say goodbye.
Yep.
Don't go down and get it.
Forget about it.
Yeah, forget about it.
Marquita says, made it from Tampa, Florida to Port Charlotte, Florida in 8 songs. I was a teenager and I had a very fast Honda. I'm much smarter these days.
Yeah, that reminds me. I once drove from the fair in, I'm just trying to remember where it was. I was the judge at the Chili Festival in San Jose to San Francisco in something like 42 minutes. And it's like, you know, 100 miles or something. It was really stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I still have a crick in my neck for watching for the cops. It was not very smart.
I'm wondering from Marquita, too, how far, like, just distance-wise, Tampa is from Port Charlotte.
I don't know.
She said she made it in 8 songs.
I was going to say 8 songs, and songs being what? Well, they could vary greatly from, like, 3.5 minutes to longer. Well, yeah. Let's see if we did distance from, would you say Tampa?
Seems to me, like...
Tampa to where'd you say?
Port Charlotte.
To Port
and eight
Charlotte.
Songs seems like anywhere from 30 to 40 minutes.
Well, let's find out. Well, it depends how many miles.
Yeah.
So let's... apparently Google's about to tell me. We love Google. Distance, how far is it? View with a map. Just tell me. Just give me a number. They're saying driving time. Well, that's... Well, let's find driving distance. How long does it take? All right, let's see if we can find either of these. You just hum while I do this. It's 100 miles.
Wow.
And 8 songs. Let's see what they say.
100 miles is...
Well, 8 into that is 12 and a half minutes. There aren't records that are 12 and a half minutes long. So she probably did it in probably about half that time. She probably did it in... She did 100 miles in probably...
45, 50 minutes maybe?
Probably less than that. 8 songs. Eight songs at 5 minutes is 40... It's 40 minutes.
Yeah.
So 100 miles an hour would be 60 minutes. So she was moving. Okay, darling. We'll just put you right in. And it wasn't her fault when the cops stopped her.
Very fast Honda, she said she had.
Yeah. Well, yeah. With
wow.
Florida roads, yeah. Well, that's why. That's one of the times I got stopped. Or depressive, depending on how you look at it. Yeah, I got... one of the places I got stopped was in Florida, and they said, there was nobody on the road, and I had a little Mustang, and I thought, let's see how fast it can go. And he said, have we been drinking? And I said, I don't know about you, I don't drink. And luckily, he did not arrest me. He just said, come on, you're a guest here, cut it out. And I said, okay. It was reasonable. He was right, I was wrong. 855-993-7569. I want to hear from you. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-94
844-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. 844-GOLD.